This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you guys all that impressed with money anyway? People who do anything for money, I have never been that impressed with money.
Me and Shania Twain, we go, you and that don't impress us much.
I love her.
I love her.
She's terrific.
She was just here in the city.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, performing, and her boot game was strong.
She's terrific.
That leather jacket don't impress me much. Bitch, I saved all summer for
See?
This.
See?
I just laughed. There's all these videos that they made of Brad Pitt living his life. So you think you're Brad Pitt? And he's like, what? What? I never did anything to you. That don't impress me much. That song's good.
I was going to do more of these, but there are about 50 of them. So I guess I won't be doing all of these.
No, I just thought it was an interesting concept.
No, it is.
We're at the point of quarter life crisis.
Crisis. Okay. Well, yeah, we're not going through any crises right now. We're just kind of, I had a nice thought. I got a call last night from Dan Seaman, who is he the general manager of all Hubbard broadcasts?
The amount of nervousness I get around Dan Seaman
really
is unfathomable.
Well, yeah, you got to park that. He's the best.
I know he's the best. I've only had positive experience with him, but he reminds me of an officer in the military because he's so cool and chill, and he's like secretly running everything. And I have this like spastic energy around him, and I have to be like, be normal, Brittany, be normal.
Just have that, and then I don't have to do anything for balance.
That's perfect.
So that'll work out really, really well.
And again, he's been nothing but nice to me ever, and you know, but I just know he like runs things, and my fear is like he'll realize I'm an idiot and fire me.
I don't really see Dan screwing people over. I've known him for years now. He's not like that.
No, I'll tell you a story off air about Dan that is one of the – speaking of GMs, I've never been screwed over by a small market GM or Dan Seaman.
Yeah,
that's it?
Large market GMs are the worst sons of bitches to work for.
Of all time.
They are, except for Dan. Dan's the only one who has ever been incredibly fair and overly giving when it comes to certain situations.
No,
absolutely.
I love him, and I love working for him. And he's really into doing charitable events.
Yeah, he is.
And I've seen him at those events, so I even seen him before. You know, at these things that I volunteer at before I even was one of his employees. So I have this, I think he's so cool, and I have such bad imposter syndrome where I go, oh, God, he's going to see right through what a ridiculous person I am.
Well, you all see that, though.
Okay, good.
So there's a balance
there.
No, I got to be honest with you. Now, Mark Steinmetz, I got to give him some credit. He just got out of the way and let Hamilton and me do what we did.
Yeah.
So I really appreciated that about him. He made us a lot of money by getting out of the way.
Can I ask a question? How close are we to break? So if you're like, all right.
We got minutes.
Who did you replace on the queue before you came in?
You mean in 1986?
Yeah.
Steve Shannon.
And
it was Mark Seeger was the name he was using at the time.
And it was a morning show as well, obviously.
It was a morning show, yeah.
And did you know him?
Yeah, I worked with him at KSTP, as a matter of fact.
And so
he was Steve Shannon at KSTP.
When he left, was he mad about that?
I don't know. I have never talked to him since. I tried to reach out to him, but I never heard back from him. So I suppose, you're going to take some...
Yeah.
Because it's so interesting in radio. I mean, this is not... podcasting is not does not hold true for this. But it feels like you always have to replace somebody, and they always set it up, management, in like a dog-eat-dog world. It's just so rare people leave and go, I had a really great run. Good luck taking over the reins. Like, it feels like you're always accused of stealing people's jobs.
Yeah,
And it's like there's only so many hours in a day in a radio station.
Well, I told you, I think I brought this up yesterday. Somebody sent me a text message, and I don't know where they even found it. I have no idea. But there was a story on how I fired John Lastman. It's like, no, where do you come up with this stuff that I fired John Lastman? John Lastman and I are still friends. I'm his only friend, for Christ's sake. Everybody else hates his guts.
Yeah.
You know.
I know.
Oh, she goes, yes, I know.
That's true.
That's really nice.
My first tattoo, I'm going to get Live, Laugh, Lesbo, and I'm coming for you, Lastman.
I'm coming for you, Lastman.
I actually saw him at your retirement party. I don't have anything.
No.
He was just hard to...
I understand.
He was hard to work under. That's all.
I understand that. Lassie can have some interesting things going on. But I look... Anybody who could nail the chucker the way he did,
agreed.
I will admire forever.
And I can't take that away from him because I have many people that come up to me and talk about the chucker, and I can never take that from him. I mean, I can never, you know, dismiss that that was very funny. My stepdad, when we were in Florida, was like, you can't deny the chucker was funny. And we were like, you know, putting around and hanging out. And I was like, I know. I know. God damn it.
Look, a brilliant line. Well, his name was like Billy Williams.
Yeah.
I think it was Billy Williams. And the chucker. Now, what's your name again? It's not a very good impression, I understand.
It's not bad.
And he goes, my name is Billy Williams. Billy Williams. He goes, Billy Williams? Stop with all that rhyme and Simon stuff. Now, that's funny.
It's funny.
And well, yeah, Lassie.
He's been man. And a part of me, because I saw him again at your party, and he kind of cracks me up because he's just so ridiculous. He uses that voice.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
He's gotten his share of free drinks from it. And again, I think there's something in me, especially after having a kiddo. The people that I used to be like, oh, I go, you know what?
What the
there's
hell?
Something pretty amusing about
well,
them.
Good. I'm glad to hear you say that.
Yeah.
They would. That was, yeah, apparently he sent me these text messages. Apparently I fired pretty much everybody off the KQ Morning Show.
I know. That's how I got left.
Nobody worked for me. How could I fire someone who didn't work for me? And I set it up at the beginning. I don't want to be anybody's boss. I don't want to be a program director. I don't want anything to do with that stuff. And I still got blamed for them getting fired.
Well, it's such a weird world. I got blamed for people being fired
yeah,
when
you
I wasn't
did.
Even working there.
That's right, you didn't
and
even
I
work.
Never managed a person in my life.
Like, I love that.
I was in charge of burning the coffee.
Right.
Making sure, you know, the listeners were belligerent when they called and
yes.
End of list. And I somehow had
Works
a lot
for
me. Of power.
You did.
Yeah.
You abused your power.
They call me the puppet master.
Puppet master, Brit. Yes, no question. All right. Well, we do have to take a break. Oh, my God. This show is flying by. I'm serious. When that first hour goes a bit long, it just flies by after that.
Let's go, girls.
Girls? Really?
I'm just in a Shania Twain mood now.
Yeah, you are. There's no question. All right, we'll take a break. Be right back in a couple seconds. Chris Eggert will join us right after this. Tom Bernard here. Are you ready for some throttle therapy? Cruise the water in luxury on a brand new Bennington pontoon from Power Lodge. Enjoy sunset from the water, entertain the kids, and float on the lakes all summer long. It all starts at the Lodge, the Twin Cities' newest Bennington dealer, the Power Lodge, with locations in Brainerd, Onamia, Ramsey, and Miller Marine of St. Cloud. Hundreds of pontoons in stock across all Power Lodge locations. Your summer fun begins at Brainerd's newest Bennington dealer, the Power Lodge. Enjoy the best days of summer on your favorite lakes in a brand new Bennington pontoon from the Twin Cities' newest Bennington dealer, the Power Lodge in Ramsey. With locations in Brainerd, Onamia, Ramsey, and Miller Marine in St. Cloud, and hundreds of Benningtons in stock across all locations, the Power Lodge is your destination before you hit the lakes this summer and cruise at sunset. Fun begins at the Lodge, the Twin Cities' newest Bennington dealer, the Power Lodge. Get some throttle therapy on land and water, MillerMarine.com and PowerLodge.com, and you can tell them Tommy sent
you. This is Bob Sansevier, and I want to tell you about Dave Bialki from Bialki Law. Dave represented my wife, Mary, when she had a significant workplace injury. She was very happy with the job Dave did. If you have a work-related injury and have Dave represent you, I'm betting you'll be happy too. Dave is a down-to-earth guy. He grew up in northern Minnesota, rides a Harley, and worked various jobs doing concrete, electrical, plumbing, roofing, and carpentry work. Dave works for people with work-related injuries. If you work construction, or anywhere for that matter, and you're hurt or even just hurting, you should talk to Dave. Let's face it, our bodies wear out. If your body is worn out from work, if your knees or back or shoulders hurt from things you do at work, do what Mary did. Call Dave and talk to him about it at Bialki Law to set up a free initial consultation. The number to call is 763-571-2410. That's 763-571-2410. Or visit BialkiLaw.com. That's BialkiLaw.com.
Hi, this is Tom Bernard. If you've been listening, you know I'm a fan of Nissan vehicles. I own an Altima. My son and daughter-in-law both own Nissans, and we bought them all at Walser Nissan stores here in the Metro. They hang their hats in Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. So why is Walser different than other Nissan stores, and why should you absolutely go there this month? Tell them I personally sent you to lease or buy your next vehicle.
First, there's Walzer Care, a complimentary powertrain warranty that will keep you covered for miles to come for free at Walzer Nissan. This month, you can score 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Nissans, or you can lease the 2023 Nissan Pathfinder S for only $269 a month. You'll need to tell them you want the Tommy B deal, of course. That's understood. So, not just Nissan, but Walzer Nissan, Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. Don't forget to let them know the Tom Bernard family sent you and ask for the Tommy B deal. Go to Walzer.com and select the Walzer Nissan store nearest you.
$269 per month for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $5,900 due at signing, VIN PC261725.
Do you ever Google yourself? Are you happy with what you find? Or is it cringy? Are you a business owner or on your company's marketing team? How do you feel when you Google your own place? What do you see? A non-updated social media page you don't even remember making? Ads for your competitors? An old-school website with outdated information? Hubbard Interactive can help. They can do it all for your business. They're a Google Premier partner, so they can use search engine optimization to get your click results higher. They can build a 21st century website for you that communicates all the right things all the best ways. They've got a photo and video department to make your business look sharp, plus social media, influencer marketing, podcasting, and more. All the things that will make you a lot happier next time you Google yourself. Here's a Google search that you'll find rewarding. Hubbard Interactive. You can see all the marketing tools they've used on hundreds of successful businesses, including an extensive gallery of the great work they could help your venture with. HubbardInteractive.com. Building campaigns that connect.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
Right there, ladies and gentlemen. So Chris Eggert's causing problems yet again. Is that the ticket?
Yeah. You guys know he's the rogue reporter in town.
I'm so glad we're finally all going against him. I've been fighting with him all week.
You have.
I'm exhausted from fighting with Chris Eggert, so I'm glad I finally have your guys' back.
You finally got rid of me. You wiped him off the face of the earth.
Eggert, you're the worst.
I love him. God, who was it that used to do that?
Wheeler,
you're the worst. Oh, that's right. I was doing it to him. I forgot about that. Yeah. Mark Wheeler. I think he moved to Texas. Marky Wheeler was what a wonderful guy he was. Worked with him at Capitol Records. Hell of a good Mark Wheeler. So there he is. He just popped up now. He's moving his noggin so I can see that.
He's moving his noggin.
Okay. Oh, he's got a big fake smile on his face, so that's nice.
Unfortunately, the way we're set up, I can't test this before we go on, so I guess we're just going to roll the dice.
Let's hear it.
Hello. Hi, it's Chris. You guys hear me okay?
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, no, the way he sounded a minute ago, it sounded like he was calling in from Deep Space Nine.
Chris Eggert. Two guys who can do that. That's not good. That's not a good sign that we can both pretend we're underwater.
That's not a great sign.
No, it really isn't. It's very childish and infantile.
Yeah, grow up, you guys.
Chris Eggert, I did a speech on Monday night, and I did a meeting yesterday with a possible advertiser who's a very, very nice guy. I don't want to say who it is yet, but he's going to advertise on the show. So basically, for the last 3 days, all I hear about is how wonderful all of you are. Aww. Oh, you know, you got Rudy and you got Brittany, and then Chris Eggert's phenomenal. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Your pictures looked fun from that event. I saw it on Facebook. It was good. It was nice to see you with the kids, and it looked like the crowd was engaged.
They were terrific. There's about a couple hundred people there, something like that, and 3 18-year-olds who had gotten scholarships to college because they worked their ass off. And they were I even sang for them a little bit. I told some jokes.
What'd you sing?
You sing?
Chances Are by your boy. I actually saw him live at the Kravis Center down in Florida over the. I'm talking about Johnny Mathis. You know, Chances of Johnny Mathis. This guy's 85 years old or something. He's wandering around the stage, belting out tunes. It was very impressive.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so we did a little bit of Chances Are just for the hell of it, and then we told some jokes, and then we made fun of people. You know, attack people mercilessly.
Of course. Mm-hmm.
And then he followed it up with some Cardi B right after
that. Cardi B, yeah, there's no question. That's easy to do because all you have to do is talk.
Okay.
Does she talk or sing?
Oh, I like Cardi B. I don't know what she does, but I'm into it.
Oh, you don't know what she is?
I don't know what we classify her, but I'm far too into it.
Rappers Give it up, rappers. You're never going to beat the greatest line ever from the very first rap song. Anyway, Rapper's Delight did a song, and he was bitching about his dinner, and he says in the song, "And the chicken tastes like wood."
Yeah.
You're not going to beat that lyric. That's a great lyric, right?
I'm in such a Shania Twain mood today.
Now you are, man. You're all Shania Twain.
I know.
Now.
I don't know why, but I like it.
She's good. She's very
talented.
She's
great. Chris, we had a meeting of the cul-de-sacs last night. And
the meeting of the cul-de-sacs.
Me and Priscilla are willing to have a truce with you. We're sick of fighting, so we're not going to come at you anymore.
It's good for ratings, so don't stop.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm ready to let this go yet.
The derpy comment, is that it?
Derpy. Yeah. All right, it's my job to introduce everybody, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, I'm Tom. Brittany's with us. Rudy's with us. And, of course, Brittany's little biatch is with us. That's what, at least that's what it says in the frame of your picture.
Oh,
he brought it up big now. Rudy just put it up. He blew up the size by like five times. Brittany's little biatch.
Oh, it was so funny. So Rudy makes all these videos of our show, and one of them was, me and Chris fighting, and McKenna, the 15-year-old who was like, "I want to watch it." So she was watching it, and she goes, "Did Tom just call you a disaster?" She was very hung up on that. She's like, "That's so rude." I go, no.
You don't get it, lady.
It's very normal. She's 15 and very worried for me. She's one of my ride
15.
Or dies. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never
yeah.
mind.
So she just had a moment of very like sensitive for me. And I go, "Don't worry. It's a compliment." And she was like, she goes, "Oh," she was so heartbroken. That her, and it was just so funny. I'd go, no, I promise you, McKenna.
Tell her, McKenna, if I call her an effing disaster, then that's serious.
That's
totally different.
Are you love me more?
I love you even more. That's right.
It's fine, though, McKenna. We're all going to make it.
So, yeah, Chris, last few days I've been sitting through person after person after person after person telling me how wonderful you all are. So I'm sick of all of you.
I'm sure I can see that perspective.
He's got his serious news face on right now, too.
I understand that perspective, Tom.
That's really good.
Professional.
He's working that camera.
I have a job shadow with me today. I was like,
where are they?
Like, give her she's not in here right now because I've got her up in the control room. But, of course, I want to be a professional for her. I want to guide her.
Sure.
And, if this is something she's thinking about doing, then I want her to do it. But I also try to be pretty realistic about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After she sat there and watched the news for an hour and a half straight, and I could tell she was kind of bored with it. I'm like, it's monotonous. That's for sure. But
boy, that'll reel her right in.
Well, like I said, I don't want to paint it as to something it's not.
I agree with you.
There's a certain monotony to definitely the newscast. Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of trying to explain that to her. So
what does she want to do specifically?
I don't think she knows yet. She's a business student, but going to take some journalism. She's in high school, so she's going to be a senior next year.
She's ambitious.
And going to take some journalism classes next year. So she just wanted to see what it's all about. So
I got a text message from one of my friends wanting to know, ask Chris, because Tom, whenever I ask you about radio, you tell me how horrible most people are in radio. So are most people in television horrible or are they nice?
No, there's only a few horrible ones.
There are just a few, though, but there are horrible ones.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure.
I mean... Yeah, unfortunately, yes. But I would say a majority of people are decent people.
In TV, do you have to go, on radio, the big thing they pushed when we were in school is you have to go to a small market first. Do they say that in TV as well?
I mean, it's just a matter of who's going to hire you.
Yeah.
It's the small. And I was actually explaining that to the job shadow today. Nice young lady named Cece. I was explaining to her that, you don't start out in a city like this. You've got to go and learn how to do it someplace else, in a smaller town. But I think a lot of that's all economics, right? Like they're just looking for the most affordable people, and kids coming right out of college are those people. So, so we definitely do the bounce around the small town thing.
In TV, then, do you have to watch yourself? Like, do you have to physically watch your clips that you make, or can you get away with not having to watch too much of yourself?
I can't speak for everybody else, but I hate to watch it. Like, I cringe.
Really?
I don't like seeing it. But we do have to, we have consultants that come in every several months and will like go over air checks with us and kind of like point out things and, you know, helpful hints. So that at that point I have to watch it, but I you're supposed to though.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
You're supposed to self-critique and I don't like it.
I do that by showing up every day. As a matter of fact, I critique myself by showing up every single day.
He also critiques others. Fun fact.
All of you. Everybody. Everybody sucks.
I'm a great critic of others, but
yeah. Yeah. We'll see. There you go.
Brittany, haven't you ever sat down in an air check with a program director before?
Yeah. But not in a long time. I don't even think they have do it anymore. Reed was the one who constantly
Reed Underling?
Me. Yes. He was Underling.
Oh, you don't know that story?
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, God, I love that story so much.
Yeah, he used to air check us all the time, and it was very painful, but I don't think I would ever be able to do it with video. I think that would kill me.
I can't do the show anymore because I just thought of Reed.
Reed.
Oh, God. Did you ever know Reed Endersby at all, Chris? You ever meet him? Nicest guy in the world, worked at the queue with us in the day. What's he doing now? I don't even know what he's doing.
We ran into him not that long
ago.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. He's over at the Good Day Cafe.
Yeah, he is. I know he was working for like Versace, or he was doing like some sort of high-end Coach bags or something like
Louis
that.
Louis Vuitton,
that's what it was. Yeah,
really?
I run into him every now and again, yeah. Talk about guys like, we were just talking about the three-quarter life crisis. Not that Reed had a midlife crisis, but
he pivoted hard.
Very, very hard. If you see Reed now, he does not look like the guy that he did 10 years ago when he was working with
but
him.
But he's so cool. He's the like, best. He was cool like, then.
What do you mean, he doesn't look like? What happened?
Well, he pivoted from like t-shirts and chill wear.
Oh, I see. Just the way he dresses. And
yeah, he really stepped up his game, but he's always like just omits coolness.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. You're right. So, Chris, what we're talking about, when Disney bought KQRS back in the day, right? They all came to town. The president came to town to meet everybody. And I knew I didn't like him right away because he walked up to Steiny, our general manager, puts his arm around his shoulder in front of everybody else. He goes, Mark, let me take you behind the wall and show you the corporate secret. Like, shut up, you pain in the ass.
I've had men offer to take me behind the wall. Yeah, I'll show you a secret. Yeah, I'm all right. I actually like the wall.
Like we brought up earlier, $20 is $20.
Yeah, that's right.
But $20 is $20.
So we're standing there, and now Steiny is being told he's going to be taken behind the wall and learn all the corporate secrets and blah, blah, blah. So he starts introducing around the room. And apparently he did not remember Reed's last name very well. I don't know how you wouldn't prepare for that if you're going to introduce the room. Wouldn't you make sure you knew everybody's name? Even if you never met him before.
I just do the first name. If you're nervous about a last name, just do the first name.
So his name is Reed Endersby. That's his real name. And they're going around the room. Steiny's going around the room. And he goes, so I'd like you to meet. This is Tom. And this is John Lastman. This is Reed Underling. Reed. Now, wouldn't you just assume that nobody's last name is Underling?
Yeah.
Wow. Freudian slip there or what?
I know, that's rough.
I thought
that one is so rough.
The look on Reed's face. He looked at me like Bernard, for Christ's sake.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Reed Underling. Yeah, other than that, though. Anyway, moving on with the news and the weather and all the other good stuff.
It's going to be hot. Hot, 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 hot.
But that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, like a complete Memorial Day weekend with nice weather.
I have a question for you.
Think about the last time that happened.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This whole the air is poison thing that we were going through yesterday, is that the same as No Mo May, is another pile of bullshit?
No Mo May. I tried that.
No Mo May.
I think no my mo neighbor may. Was like, no, I'm not really into your No Mo May. Dandelions are like 10 feet tall. So whatever. I'm sure it's for the right reasons.
Yeah, me too.
He said, no more, no mo may.
No mo, mo, mo. But yeah, no so what was supposed to be the ozone or something? It all sank down on us and we're all going to die? Or what was that?
Well, yesterday there was a, an air quality advisory, I think. I didn't really notice that.
I didn't either.
I think the wind picked up more than what they were expecting yesterday. Mm-hmm. So the air didn't get as stagnant as I think what they thought it was going to do.
But we,
and by they, I mean the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency.
Right. But we predicted on this show, during the show, that it wasn't going to happen. And as far as I could see, it didn't happen, did it?
Yeah, and I didn't see it. And I was out of the track meet for what felt like 90 hours yesterday. So,
how'd your daughter do?
Well, she's good. She made the finals in the shot put and discus conference track meet for a sophomore.
That's pretty awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Did you say shot put?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
No, I tried discus, but I couldn't. It takes coordination, and I never had that.
Shot put is not easy to do. People just, you go spin around in a circle and you let it go. No, it's a lot harder than it looks.
Oh, for sure.
It really is.
Because I've got my older one, my guy who's a senior. Kid's like 6'6", 270. Like, he's a muscle. Like, he's a big pile of muscle with giant legs. And
sure.
And he does not throw shot as well as he should for having a body that size, mm-hmm. which just makes the point. Like, it doesn't, it's very hard to be able to do it. And it's not just a brute strength thing, which I think a lot of people think.
Right.
There's so much technique involved in it.
Yeah. It's amazing watching somebody do that. Cause they used to have great shot putters over at the University of Minnesota, and I would hang around with them. They would put the shot and then we'd go drink. It was unbelievable. My part was putting the shot in the glass, not putting the shot anywhere else. Take that. By the way, that's a lie because I never used to drink whiskey. You don't want me drinking whiskey. Not a good
I heard that.
And you go straight from the bottle. You said, screw the shot glass.
Honest to God. Tom's here. Give him one to whiskey. See what happens.
No.
It was not pretty.
You're a bad whiskey drunk, huh?
Oh, God. And tequila. I get psychotic on tequila. I mean, I literally go nuts.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah.
I was saying same.
Oh, so for you, I thought she was pointing the finger at me there.
Same.
Yeah. No, it's. I'm not. Beer and wine was good for me.
That first shot of tequila, I hear in the background. Let's go, girl.
You hear that immediately, do you?
And did you go to a concert, Brittany? Is that why you're all Shania Twain?
I don't even know why we. We were
she
talking
was just
about
here, like last week.
Yeah, she was here last week. We made some quote of that don't impress me much. Me and Rudy were joking about that, and now I'm like, God, she's got a lot of great songs.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting.
Yeah,
I thought you were gonna belt one out.
No, I've been doing it all day.
Thing about being a woman. Oh yeah, they had us singing that at the Twins game on Monday night.
It's so good.
Why'd you bring up the Twins again? Now I'm depressed as a son of a bitch.
That's why.
Did she sing Whose Bed Has Your Boots Been Under? Yeah. Is that Shania Twain? That's another banger.
That was her, like, I think that was one of her first hits because I was working country music at the time. Ooh. At 1210 KOKK Dakota Country.
Yeah. 10 a.m., baby.
Oh, solid.
Yes, it is KOKK, as Tom has pointed out many times.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the cock.
Why wouldn't and, you?
Why wouldn't you? Exactly.
I actually didn't like, and I still don't, I'm not into Shania Twain because of that song.
I'm not
here for that song.
Yeah.
And it was in heavy rotation when I was like starting out. And I got kind of, that left a bad impression in my head of Shania. And I just, she's very, I mean, obviously very talented. But I couldn't get past that song.
I feel like if you don't like that song, it's because you're a cheater. And I don't want to think that about you.
Well,
but why would you not like that song?
I'm not smart enough to, cheating is, it's the most, I'm like, dude, you are already in one relationship you can't manage.
Chris, mm-hmm. Be honest. Whose boots have your bed? No!
I screwed it up. See, the thing about Shania is that it brought up a good conversation that we had about the best 90s country videos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you ever saw any of these, Tom, but they were very like pandering towards the country, the country fan. But we figured out the three best are Whose Boots Have Your Bed? Whose Boots Have Your
Whose Bed?
Whose Bed?
There you go.
I've never even heard the song, and I know that.
So there's that song. There's Joe Diffie's Don't Take the Girl, and then the number one song, if you have never seen it, it's Garth Brooks Standing Outside the Fire when they're at the Special Olympics.
Standing
and that kid falls down, and his dad. I'm telling you, Tom, you will want to flip a Buick after you get done watching that video. You are so pumped up.
So about why are you pumped up?
Well, because it's about a kid who is running the Special Olympics and he falls, and he's on the track, and people come over to help him, and his dad runs up to him, and he's like, "Leave him alone! Get up, son! You can do it!" And the kid stands up and he finishes the race. And I am telling you, afterwards, Tom, you will be so fired up to go live life and volunteer and just be a better person after you watch that video.
Yeah, but I heard his dad made him move out after that.
Well, yeah. You're on your own.
Yeah.
You're on your own. Get out.
But you always have
that was his first step toward independence, was getting up off that track.
There you go.
Tell me that your heart rate doesn't skyrocket when you hear, "Blame it all on my roots." And you go, oh! You get so excited.
You've been drinking.
Yep.
I knew it. Booze hound.
Yep.
She's a booze hound.
I mean, there's just...
He did it right, man. Garth did it right.
He did. His whole, I agree.
I cannot believe how everyone thought he was crazy at the time to, like, step out of it. But, man, he's come back, and, like, there was enough time that passed that people were feeling nostalgic about him. And, he... What a smart dude.
I don't even like country music. Like, it's not in my rotation, but there are some country songs that you hear that first little... chunk and you go, yep, I'm in. Well, fully in.
You want to name? I'll name one for you right off the top.
All right, let's hear
Remember
it.
When. He sings those first two words and you're hooked.
You're hooked. You're in.
I almost dropped the F-bomb. That song was phenomenal.
It's so
because it was true, you know. He's actually telling the truth to his wife in that song. Oh, did you know that?
It's just a good song.
Oh, God, it's a great song. Remember When. Shania Twain. Hell of a talent, no question. What the hell? The best country singer of all time. What the hell is Don? I can't remember his name now.
Well, it's really funny. So we'll go up north, and I didn't grow up with country at all. My husband, it was all he listened to all the time. And I will think he's lying to me about making up a song. Like, there's one about that put on that red dress, the one that it's talking about prostitution. Oh my gosh, we sing it all the time.
You do?
Yeah, because I didn't think it was real. He was talking about a Reba McEntire song about
Fancy?
Yes! Come on, Fancy! Yeah.
What is it?
It's a song about this woman who they didn't have much money, and she took all of her money and put it to buy this dress so her daughter could prostitute at a higher level and make them money. And that's what Justin, God, you're making this up. That's not a real song. He goes, "You haven't heard the song Fancy?"
Oh, it's Fancy. That's the name of the song.
Yes, Fancy. It's insane. Yeah. And I don't know how many times I go, "That's not real." And he'll go, "Okay, grab Spotify right now." Oh my God.
Is it a good song?
Are the Watermelon Crawl? It's okay, son.
It's okay.
Oh, God. Forgot about that one.
Don't do the watermelon crawl. Yeah. I thought that he made that up, too.
I got to get your take on this, Tom, because we had a conversation the other day about Dolly. And not a lot of people know this song, but Dolly Parton, is it Andy's little dog or Andy, the one about the girl comes to the door with her little dog and she's freezing outside?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, okay. I'll have to find it for you guys and play it, because Dolly Parton does a song, and at the end you find out, spoiler alert, that the little girl and the dog are actual ghosts. What?
Oh, God.
The most wildest song I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, my what? God. That's the so lamest weird. Thing I've ever
I swear
heard.
To you. When you hear it, you're just like, how is this possible? Yes, it's called like Andy's something or another. I can't remember what it is.
Oh, that's funny.
I'll find it.
It's all true. Was it Don Williams? Is he the one that was such a great singer?
That was the other one I just looked up. Oh, yes, Don
my
Williams.
God, that man can sing.
Don Williams.
Some bitch, is he a great singer.
Don Williams.
Yeah, he's terrific. And it's good. My mother was a huge country western fan. She loved country music. You know, going all the way back and all the rest of it. But, all right, you got to get on a TV set, don't you there, Buster?
Very soon. And now I'm like, thinking of, like, Ronnie Millsap and Conway Twitty and some of the – man, Conway Twitty, his look, his songs, like, the whole thing is just funny.
Now, where'd he get his name? Where'd the name Conway Twitty come from?
No idea.
Twitty Twister?
Yes, a Twitty Twister. That's exactly what it was. It was, I believe, Twitty, Arkansas. No, wait a minute. Conway, Arkansas, and Twitty, Texas. That's where he got his
no
name.
No kidding.
From two towns, one in I believe it was Arkansas and Texas. I know it was Twitty, Texas, but I think it was.
I'm going to change my name to Mankato St. Cloud.
Mankato St. Cloud. It's a great name. It's a great radio name. Say, Mankato, what do you think?
I don't think much.
No, I was talking to City about you stealing their name.
Okay.
But other than that. All right, so everything else is good?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's
listen
good.
To little Don Williams today. I'll make you a lot of
happy. I'm going to.
Brilliant singer. Brilliant singer.
I'll croon to you guys tomorrow.
We'll croon back, brother. Thank you.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Egger, Channel 5 Eyewitness News. Very, very nice. You know what's so good about that is I literally did not like country music. But then my mother became a big fan, and she played it so much that I became a fan of some of it.
Yeah, there's some nostalgic things that, you know, and my husband will pull out these songs. And again, I do not think they're real, but that Don't Take the Girl song, like things like that, you just go, that's just a good song.
You know who I always did like, though, even before I liked country music, I always liked Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
I loved him because he was just, you know, he's still alive. The one guy I wouldn't think would still be alive would be him. That boy rotted his gut out like 50 years ago by drinking so much.
I know.
How the hell is he still alive?
Dennis Quaid said that was one of the hardest roles he ever played in Great Balls of Fire because he really wanted to encapsulate what Jerry Lee Lewis was all about, and that guy lived harder than anybody else.
Oh, yeah. Nice guy. Mm-hmm. He's a very pleasant guy.
We got about 20 emails about this segment about... And people have felt strongly about making sure you knew it was Don Williams, which
Don
we already
Williams.
Got to.
Good, excellent.
Bobby Gentry did Fancy first.
I love Bobby Gentry.
And then Dolly Parton did it. Me and Little Andy.
Me and Little Andy, yep.
People feel passionate that you're wrong. It's actually very sad, not corny at all.
Oh, well.
But I have to follow. If the end surprise is a ghost, I feel like I'd be with Rudy going, I roll. But I feel, you know what? Sometimes it's funny. A song that will, you'll just hit you at the wrong or right moment, depending.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you'll go, you know what? I'm glad that ghost came back. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, really?
Jimmy Buffett wrote a song about a place that doesn't exist where he was wasting away. So you know what? We can have a song about two dead ghosts coming to Dolly Parton's front door.
You're coming for the parrot heads now.
Yes. Knows he got like 20 Margaritavilles. He's got a ton of them. I know that.
A lot of them, yep.
That boy made some money.
Yeah.
No question.
I went on a parrot head cruise for my uncle
Did
once.
You really?
Yeah. It was just a Minnetonka Lake little cruise thing. It wasn't an actual cruise. But boy, was that a fun cruise. Yeah. We had some fun people on that thing.
You know who a huge parrot head is?
Who?
Former Minnesota Gopher football coach Glenn Mason.
Good for him.
He loves being a parrot head.
I'll tell you what, parrot heads, they don't care about what time their drink shows up. They're just chilling. You're on parrot head time, and it's a chill environment.
I want to thank you for bringing that woman's name up, because the rest of the day I'm going to have, and now Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. I love that song.
So good.
God, what a great song that is.
Somebody wrote in, Anthony wrote in, Keith Whitley, who was so talented but drank himself to death
at
30 years old, another one.
That. Yep.
And then Jerry Lewis died last year.
Jerry Lee Lewis did?
That's what he said.
Jerry Lee Lewis is dead? I did not know. Well, he must have died in his 90s,
I don't mean to fact check anybody, but let me check.
I understand.
She was right.
Jerry Lee Lewis is dead.
October 28th, 2022.
So he hasn't even been dead for a year yet.
Sorry, Jill. I don't mean to.
About 9 months.
Right.
I didn't even know he was dead. How old was he when he died? Got to be in his 90s. Got to be. And he had no stomach for like the last 40 years because the booze rotted it out. That's pretty good living that long with no stomach.
Mm-hmm. 87.
Oh, he's only 87?
Yeah.
How the hell old was he when he broke? Like 9? Because he broke huge in the early 50s, right?
Yeah.
If that was early 50s, he was born 1935. So you do the math.
He was a teenager.
If it was 53, he would have been 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And let's say maybe it was 55, 56. So, yeah, I suppose he'd be in his early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But I always loved him. I lucky enough to meet him a couple of times. But I didn't know he was dead, man. Now I'm sad. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, Jill, we appreciate your work, but thanks for making us sad.
I love the fact, too, that the comedian took the same name as he left out the Lee. He's just Jerry Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Jerry Lewis's real name is? Mm-hmm. You're going to have to look it up.
Why you do that?
It might lean a little Gelfand, if you know what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying to you.
Blame it all on his roots.
What's Jerry Lewis's real name?
Jerry Lewis.
It might be Joe Leibowitz. I'm not sure. Why, if you're a comedian, why wouldn't you go with Joe Leibowitz?
Jerry Lee Lewis is a good name, though.
Jerry Lewis is a good name. Lady. Can you do that?
Lady. They're saying his birth name was Jerry Lee Lewis.
No, Jerry Lewis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's that one thing I forgot. She never pays attention.
I do. Oh, my God. I never pay attention.
Never, ever pay attention.
Oh, my God.
We were just talking about how
horrible you are. I just accidentally put in Lee on the Google.
You're a horrible human being. We were just talking about. Leibowitz.
Is that how you pronounce it? With the V?
Leibowitz? Oh, is it Levitch?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was Leibowitz. It's Joseph Levitch.
Levitch.
You love it at Levitch. Huh? What do you think of that?
We got a clarification. Apparently, the dog and Andy weren't ghosts in the Dolly Parton song.
This is breaking news, because I was going to go home and listen to this.
However, they definitely died in Dolly's extra bed that night.
My God.
I told you guys, this song is ridiculous. Yes, I want you to go and listen to it for sure.
Can you play a little bit of it?
I know they get a
Was
little...
Was it a licensing problem?
Probably.
You know what? If you guys want to roll the dice, I'm okay with rolling the dice.
Well, you have to play it a certain amount for it to even qualify for a fee.
Yeah. Let's see. Here, I'll bring this up. Hang on a second.
Don't you have to play like a full minute of it for it to be go wrong?
Well, why don't we go to spots and we'll figure it out and we can play it after we come back.
So let's get the person who doesn't pay attention to tell us when to go to
school. What? You see what I'm doing is triple multitasking and in these conversations.
Triple multitasking. She's not only multitasking, she's
I'm writing our listeners back. I'm Googling things when you say to Google. And so if I actually threw in the word
What did I tell you? Do not write back F you to our listeners.
Well, some of them deserve it, and they know what they did.
Now they know they
you know
made
what?
A mistake.
Blame it all on my roots.
Oh, God. Didn't I say, wasn't the show supposed to end today at 8:52?
I showed up in boots.
We'll be right back right after this.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. Listen live on the Tom Bernard Show app or at TomBernardShow.com.
Hi, this is Tom Bernard. If you've been listening, you know I'm a fan of Nissan vehicles. I own an Altima. My son and daughter-in-law both own Nissans, and we bought them all at Walser Nissan stores here in the Metro. They hang their hats in Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. So why is Walser different than other Nissan stores? And why should you absolutely go there this month? Tell them I personally sent you to lease or buy your next vehicle. First, there's Walser Care, a complimentary powertrain warranty that will keep you covered for miles to come for free at Walser Nissan. This month, you can score 0% financing for up to 60 months on select Nissans, or you can lease the 2023 Nissan Pathfinder S for only $269 a month. You'll need to tell them you want the Tommy B deal, of course. That's understood. So, not just Nissan, but Walser Nissan, Burnsville, Wayzata, and Coon Rapids. Don't forget to let them know the Tom Bernard family sent you and ask for the Tommy B deal. Go to Walser.com and select the Walser Nissan store nearest you.
$269 per month for 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $5,900 due at signing, VIN PC 261725.
Hello, I'm Brad Huckle, president at North American Banking Company.
And I'm Mike Bilski, CEO at North American Banking Company.
As a community bank based right here in the Twin Cities, we believe in taking the time to get to know our customers and their businesses.
And part of that is hiring and cultivating a team of experienced lenders. When your business banks with us, you're not training in a new, inexperienced banker.
In fact, our bankers have worked with many of the same customers for years, earning their trust. We get to know you and your business, and you get to know and rely upon us.
When your business is looking to capitalize on an opportunity or solve a problem, we'll be here to help you.
Tom here. I know Brad and Mike, and I trust that with my banking, they've personally delivered on everything they've just said. So why not bank with my banker, North American Banking Company, a better banking experience, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
There's plenty of thoughts that come into your head when you think the name Killebrew. Of course, there's the Minnesota baseball legend, Harmon, who was responsible for many a favorite memory at the old Met Stadium in Bloomington, and many a baseball that ended up in the stands and in the gloves of adoring fans from his home runs. There's Killebrew Drive, the legendary road that connects Highway 77 to the Mall of America, and a day of shopping you'll never forget. My current thoughts for the name Killebrew is fun floats in our kitchen with my kids and grandkids, a cool, refreshing break in between innings at Target or CHS Field. Or maybe a perfect sunset paired with a sweet, frothy beverage after fishing or on your favorite walleye lake. Killebrew root beer and cream soda. Grab a six-pack at a grocery or convenience store near you. I'm Tom Bernard. This spring and summer, enjoy the one Killebrew root beer and cream soda. Gluten and caffeine-free with a generous portion of delicious thrown in. Killebrew, where memories are created and legends are made.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show Podcast.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Got a special guest coming up in about 4 or 5 minutes, something like that. We got, and this is going to be a problem, Rudy. We got Brittany and Tevin working together on technology, so this studio might just explode.
Yeah, I figured that already.
We're savvy.
You got it covered.
And I'm seeing
the mic's not
that.
On.
I'm seeing, yeah, there we go. All right,
there
but I'm
go.
Seeing
there
that.
There you are.
I'm seeing that we have her set. We have him set up on the wrong StreamYard, but that's okay.
No, he's not in yet.
He's not in. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. Are you sure?
He's just got to put himself in StreamYard.
Okay.
You know what? You can blame it all on the roots.
There we go. See, I'm tech savvy.
Okay,
look at you guys.
Rudy,
yeah.
Can I get a?
I apologize.
Thank you.
Yes.
I get off on that.
You guys want to hear a little bit of that Dolly Parton song?
It's going to be a button part.
So what's it called again?
It is called Me and Little Andy.
Yeah,
Me and
okay.
Little Andy.
Yeah,
it's about my son.
Here you go.
Late one cold and stormy night, I heard a dog barking. Then I thought I heard somebody at my door knocking. I wondered who could be outside in such an awful storm. And then I saw a little girl with a puppy in her arms.
Oh,
see?
And they...
How hokey is that? No.
Yeah, but guess what, Tevin? Spoiler alert.
The dog dies.
Well, here, whoa, hang on a second, because I'll give you guys the,
give us the,
they
ending.
All died.
The ending of it.
Both.
Took them both to heaven, Tevin.
Both.
Heaven and Tevin.
Wow.
Yep.
In conclusion, never sleep in Dolly's guest bed.
Yeah, that's very dark.
Would she roll over on him?
No, they just died in the middle
of
the night.
Well, you don't just die.
Right. Hypothermia.
She smothered him.
That's what it was.
She probably should have, like, I don't know, check their circulation, maybe get them a warm bath.
Hold like a mirror up to their nose as they're sleeping to make sure they're still breathing.
You never she kill in the it. Winter. You can't bury a dead body with frozen ground like that.
Well, she doesn't have to hide their remains, Rudy.
She's got a freezer.
I can hear what you're thinking, by the way.
What's that?
Dolly Parton. She'd be having big old giant titties.
She do be having big old giant titties.
She do be. But is that really what you were thinking during this dead child?
Well, did you see how quickly he reacted?
No, I was thinking...
What?
Why on earth would she make this song?
Well,
as sad as she needed, like, there's no reason for having those kids dying.
Yeah, don't have kids and puppies dying.
It's like that Christmas Shoes song.
Oh, God.
Very sad.
Tom used to tell this, and what is the saddest short story? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. What was that again? It was really sad.
Used baby shoes never worn. It was like...
Oh.
Yeah, or used sales
for shoes. Not used, it's just baby shoes for sale.
Not used.
Never
yet.
Worn.
Never worn, that's what
oh,
it was.
Oh, God, jeez. Get away from me.
I remember being in my 20s and you would say that on air, and I would be like, turn my mic off and put my head down for the rest of the day.
Was that like a real like ad that you had
no,
seen?
No, it was like, just a professional like, writer did
oh, okay.
it.
Okay, so I was going to say, they don't need to put that in the ad either.
So when are you going to have kids?
That's next question. I don't know.
Well, you want
it was Ernest
eventually. Yeah.
Hemingway wrote that. I guess
oh,
it was
okay.
like his
yeah,
shortest,
yeah.
saddest story.
He was what a talent.
Yeah, what a sad
and he took
guy.
Himself deep.
Well,
I don't think I'll shoot myself in the face with a shotgun. What do you think?
No, that's
probably not.
Doesn't seem like a fun way to go out.
Yeah,
to
I think,
avoid that.
I think we should go strong and say I agreed. You should not do that.
I'll say if you had to be more alarmed, we'd have to cut the show if you were like, you know what, actually.
Yeah, I'd appreciate it if we. even switched back to Dolly Parton's big boobs right, over this conversation.
I'd rather listen to the Christmas Shoes
what,
song.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to segue to Fabiana Udinio. How you doing, Fabiana?
I'm doing great.
Now, you don't want to listen to this, Fabiana. They're way off the deep end. You know what I mean?
No. I listened for a bit. It was interesting.
Oh, don't. Now you ruined my day, Fabiana. Now I got to be nice to him all day. What do you think? exciting new role as wife of Arnold Schwarzenegger in the new Netflix series, FUBAR. Did you know what FUBAR meant before you took the role, Fabiana?
When I took the role, the show was called UTAP, Untitled Arnold Schwarzenegger Project.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, of course, when I got the audition, I go, this is going to be great, because I know. So then they changed the name for FUBAR. No, I did not know, but they told me pretty quickly. yes.
So now you know what FUBAR means.
Yes. Yes.
I'll do this.
Do you guys know?
I do know, yes. I absolutely do. Because my brother, who served in the Marine Corps, used to say it to me. Anything I did was FUBAR. That's all I'm saying.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he used it regularly. That's cool.
He did.
F-stop beyond repair, or, yes. Yes.
It all works. So tell me about FUBAR, because did it surprise you to see that Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to do a series? Because I think it's great news for everybody that streaming shows are getting bigger and bigger and bigger, are they not, Fabiana?
Yes, absolutely. It did surprise me, and I'm thinking how they, of course, it was exciting to be considered for a project like that, and I really wanted it. It's 8 episodes. It's great, and it's Arnold at his best, quintessential Arnold. You get the action, you get the comedy, and it's exquisitely written by Nick Santora, and you get this heart behind the show, like these wonderful family dynamics that are explored in many different ways, father-daughter, the relationship with the wife, the ex-wife, and the new man coming into the family with me. I have a new boyfriend. So all of these things, and plus the comedy, and it make it for a really wonderful show. The audience response was great on Monday when we had the premiere.
Right.
So I can't wait to share it. I mean, I'm really excited. And, yeah, the streaming shows, the exciting thing is that it's going to be 8 episodes dropping tomorrow, May 25th, on Netflix, all over the world at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I have friends and family. I was born in Argentina. I have family in Argentina. Of course, I have family in Italy and here. And this is great. This is really nice to be able to share it with everyone at the same time.
Fabiana, I want you to do me a favor. The next scene you shoot with Arnold, tell him you talk to me and... I want you to tell him this. Arnold, would you get rid of that really weird accent and then just walk away from him? What do you think?
he says that he should get his money back from all the speech accent reduction courses that he
took. Fabiana, you're the best. Well, that's a great story. Yeah, I tried, Tom, already, but it didn't work. I love it when you joke around and went, no, I already thought of that. I think it's fair. So you grew up in Argentina, and you have relatives in Italy as well, you said?
I was born in Argentina, and I grew up in Italy. So I left when I was 6. Yes. My family went back to Italy. They're Italian. But I still have family in Argentina. But my upbringing was Italian. So, I've been in the United States for a long time, back and forth. But so I don't... I'm a child of the world, a child, so to speak, person of the world.
Child, so to speak. That's very good, Fabiana. You ducked that one very, very quickly. I really... What part of Italy did you grow up in?
Rome.
Oh, right in Rome. Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest with you. I love Italy. I think I'd spent most of my time in Italy up north around Lake Como. It's just, what a beautiful country.
It is an amazing country. And the more I lived in the United States, that when I go back, I appreciate it even more. It is, it's so beautiful, the people, everything. Too bad, Arnold said that to me, actually, too bad they're not running it very well. And I go, you're so right, Arnold. For years, they mismanaged the country a little bit.
yeah, we were all doing it.
know how to run it. Yeah, I think he said that's a beautiful country, but they don't know how to run it. So maybe we need Arnon, a little bit of Arnon in Italy now to run the country for a while, if he wanted.
You having 23, 24 political parties is a good thing, isn't it?
Every time I go, or I have, because I still vote, can vote, there's some new name on the ballot that I don't know. So I go, what is, or they merge, or they change, anyway. But other than that, yes, I love Italy, yes. I'm going in July, I think so.
Are you going in July?
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe I'll fly over with my wife, we'll meet, we'll have dinner. I got to get back to Italy anyway. I love Italy.
You should. Yes, beautiful. Love it. Yes, there's nothing better.
So I want to know your take on the show. First of all, it's a series, a new Netflix series called FUBAR. How many episodes did you do, or are you going to do?
We did 8, and they're all dropping together tomorrow. So they're dropping together. Yes, so you can binge. That's what's exciting. They drop them all together, all over the world. So you can binge them if you want. My favorite sort of. Number 7.
You know what's so great about that? For us, Fabian, it's so great about that is this being a podcast and a morning show, this is heard all over the world as well. So that's so exciting that, you know, it's going to be released all over the world. They could listen to this interview all over the world now. The business has changed quite a bit, hasn't it, Fabiana?
Yes. Our lives have changed quite a bit, but the business too. And yes. With the streaming, with as for an actor, now everything is a self-tape.
Yeah.
You don't rarely get to not meet people in person. It's you send in self, which is, you know, interesting. Sometimes you feel like you're acting in a vacuum because I'm used to theater. But there are some good aspects of it. You get to see what you did in the audition that for years I obsessed on how did I do, how did I sound, how did I say that line. I don't even remember because you're in the moment. Now I get to see it, so I don't have to worry about what I did because I know. But so self-tape, self-love, self, I don't know, selfie, everything is self, self-aware.
No, you're absolutely right. You're 100% right. We're talking to Fabiana Udineo about her new show with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's called FUBAR, a CIA operative on the verge of retirement, discovers a family secret, forced to go back into the field for just one last job. The series tackles universal family dynamics set against a global backdrop of spies, action. But there is a great bit of humor, from what I understand. Is that right, Fabiana?
Yes.
Good.
It's so much fun. There's not only Arnold, but Fortune Feimster, everyone. So Nick Santora, the creator, did a great job with the comedy. The audience loved it. I mean, on Monday, they saw one episode. It was great to see it. Because with comedy, you never know. I mean, oh my God, they loved it. Arnold, it's exquisitely written for him. He's quintessential, really. And then you get to see that, you know, some colors that you don't usually get to see with him, which is the vulnerable side of Arnold when he's dealing with my character. His ex-wife that kind of moved on a little, and he wants her back, and maybe it's FUBAR, the relationship, but it was true love. It was.
Fabiana, you got to come back and do more interviews. It's wonderful to talk to you. I look forward to seeing FUBAR, Fabiana Udineo, and of course Arnold Schwarzenegger. Fabiana, please do come back. I love talking to you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Have a good
day. Bye.
Why isn't everybody that pleasant?
Yeah, she's great.
And, like, the fact that she has essentially lived all over the world. Like,
I know.
I'm jealous of your life. Can I go live in Italy?
Do you guys ever spend any time in Italy?
No.
No, but I have not summered in Italy.
I'm not talking about summering in Italy. Well, Rudy's been to Italy.
I've been to an Olive Garden.
See? That's all you need to know.
And I'm pretty sure they're all closing down, if I heard correctly. Yeah. Like,
really?
They're closing a lot of Olive Gardens. I heard somebody talk about that the other day.
I don't.
Yeah. You better hurry up and get your breadsticks before they end.
This is the Tom Bernard Morning Show. The Tom Bernard Morning Show. Streamed every morning on the Tom Bernard Show app and anytime on demand, wherever you get your podcasts.